You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, Are You at a Crossroads? A literal definition of a crossroad is a point at which two roads cross. In life, a crossroads is defined as a point at which a crucial decision must be made that will have far-reaching consequences. One reason you are at a crossroads in your life is because you are facing unwanted change. Unwanted change occurs in your life when you are facing a breakup, betrayal by a significant other, a divorce, a death, a loss of a job, being passed over for a promotion, a loss of a living situation, etc. Another reason you are at a crossroads in your life is because you have a desire to intentionally initiate change into your life. You have an inner knowing that you need to do, become, and experience something different in your life. To gain a deeper understanding of how both types of change affects your life, I have written a free ebook called Successfully Surfing the Chaos of Change. You can download immediately for free from a website at slesovich.com. When you are at a crossroads, you have to make a choice about which of two paths to follow. The two paths typically never meet up again. In the simplest case, you choose from two possibilities. One road leads to the left and the other to the right. The two roads have very different energies. The two roads provide a stark contrast in your life. The first road, including a heavy energy that will keep you stuck where you are and leave you in a disempowered state, includes negative emotions such as anxiety, anger, despair, fear, guilt, hopelessness, sadness, etc. Fear is a very powerful emotion that can keep you stuck and prevent you from choosing a different road. To gain a deeper understanding of how fear affects your life, I have written a free ebook called Overcoming Fear. You can download for free on my website at slesovich.com. The second road, including a lighter, more powerful energy, includes the potential for significant positive change from an empowered state based on positive emotions such as amusement, contentment, curiosity, happiness, hope, interest, joy, love, etc. Taylor Swift, the American singer-songwriter, is quoted as saying this, quote, "Everybody has that point in their life where you hit a crossroads and you've had a bunch of bad days and there's different ways you can deal with it," close quote. Are you at a crossroads in your personal life? Are you at a crossroads in a relationship? Are you at a crossroads in your professional life? Are you at a crossroads in your current job? How can you choose the correct road to follow when you are facing a crossroads in your life? Consider these three things. Number one, decide what really matters to you. Ask yourself these two questions. Number one, what really matters to me? And number two, why does this matter to me? Take time to reflect upon, then write down your answers. These simple, open-ended questions are challenging to answer for most people. Be honest with yourself. Listen to what your heart and soul are trying to tell you. For example, most people, it is the relationships, friendships, experiences, and the memories they create that provide a rich and deeply meaningful life, and that is what matters most to them. Number two, decide what end result you desire. After deciding what really matters to you, ask yourself these questions. Number one, what is the end result I desire? Number two, how does this end result align with my soul plan, life's purpose, my values, and my boundaries? Number three, how does this end result align with my personal or professional goals. Write down the end result you desire so you can fairly evaluate it. For example, the end result most people desire is one in which they are appreciated, acknowledged, loved, and valued for the person they are. An end result in which they are confident, empowered, optimistic, have faith and trust in themselves and in a higher power. Number 3, choose wisely. After you have determined what really matters to you and the end result you desire, make a wise choice to choose the proper road at the crossroads in your life. To make a wise choice and choose the correct road at the crossroads in your life, you need to evaluate how the person, situation, or events that really matter to you and the end result you desire will provide a positive outcome in your life. Ask yourself these questions. To obtain the result you desire, number 1, what are the possible outcomes? Number 2, what are the risks I will encounter for obtaining these positive outcomes? And number 3, what are the rewards resulting from obtaining those outcomes? Then make a choice and choose that road decisively to travel away from the crossroads in your life towards the life you truly desire. Choosing a new road at a crossroads in your life will help you make a positive impact in your own life and those in your own sphere of influence. Till next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.